Some animals have webbed feet. Ducks and swans use their webbed feet to push themselves forward when they are swimming. Insects have other ways for moving through water. The water strider takes over pounds. It uses its middle pair of legs to move forward and its back pair of feet. Did you know the back swimmer is an insect that swims on its back? Why does the water strider float? A water strider is the shape of a need. Find out what happens when you put a needle on top of the water. You will need a bottle, a jug of water, or a small dry needle. What do you do? Pour the water slowly into the bowl until it is nearly full. Put the needle carefully on top of the water once happens. What did you see? Does the needle float or sink? Try blowing on the needle to move it around, moving through the air. Most birds can fly. They have strong muscles and move their wings. Birds push themselves through the air by flapping their wings. Birds are streamlined in shapes. Their long spines also help them to fly. Some birds can glide through the air. The albatross is a bird that glides on the sea winds. The albatross gliding above the waves of sea. Oh, so majestic. Bats have wings for flying. Their wings are made of very thin silk. The thin silk bats fingers on his legs. When a fruit bat hangs upside down the leaf to sleep, it holds its wings around its body. The sugar glider also has a thing that joins its front legs to its back legs. Sugar glider cannot fly. They glide between trees from a high branch to a low branch. How many insects have two pairs of wings that they use for flying? The front swim for a butterfly covered from the back wings. The wings swim together when it flies. Did you know dragonflies can fly backwards just like machines? Did you know which animals move like these machines? Hang glider, submarine, plane.